It's 84 degrees at 12:06. Good afternoon and welcome to today's midday interview. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn, sitting in for Jamila Erickson. And today we're talking literacy and bees, spelling bees, that is. Mm-hmm. Joining me to explain this is the executive director of the Cape Fear Literacy Council, Linda Litvinenko. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. It's all a buzz with the bee coming up. Later this month.
And we've only just begun.
That's right.
The Literacy Council is hosting a spelling bee on September 19th. And this is a little different from traditional bees. How does this work?
Well, you know, when you say spelling bee, people have a view of a youngster standing up, looking pretty nervous, looking pretty intense, spelling a word in front of lots of people and either cheering or going down in defeat. Ours is easier because adults are a little leery of such public kind of display of whether they can spell. So ours, we have three adults get together. They're called up as a team. They sit down. They're given a word. They put their heads together. They figure out what they want to do. They write it down. And that word is flashed to the whole audience. And nobody knows who was the bad speller, if there was one, or the good speller. And so the word is up there for everyone to see. And they can all claim that they were the ones that thought of it. It's terrific.
So you don't have to stand up there and reveal to the world or the Wilmington community that you really don't know how to spell spaghetti.
Exactly. You can just blame it on your teammates, or you can take the credit, whatever you want. And the words start pretty easy so that you can start off feeling confident about your spelling abilities. And we work our way up to more difficult, more difficult, more difficult until we get to the killer bee round for our finalists, which are words which I think I was telling you can't even recognize as words.
And you're saying these are harder than, say, the standard, the script spelling bee competition, which is pretty tough. And we learn words every year that people go down on.
I think that as we go through the regular rounds of the bee, we are pretty much on par with what other spelling bees might do. It's when you get to the killer bee round where you have a few finalists, and we really just have to weed it out so somebody comes out on top, that we give them a list of 10 words. And those words, I'll tell you, if there's one in there you recognize, you are a darn good speller.
That is a little intimidating. But to think about this in terms of the Literacy Council and literacy, it's rather ironic, that people who are considered literate, would that be the term,
mm-hmm.
can go down on sometimes simple words in front of hundreds of people.
Well, I think the whole idea of the event, you know, we try to focus on what our business is about, and that is words, and that is the beauty of words, the challenges of words. And I think as the spelling bee goes on, if people stop to think about it, they can notice a bit of discomfort sometimes with spellers, and that can let them know what it's like for someone who is less literate trying to deal with words every day. I will say I made it sound intimidating. Only that last bit is intimidating, and by then it's all written down and it's just fun and it's the finalists. But most people have a great time figuring out sort of how they're going to spell that word and whether they got an easy one or a harder one.
And when you're standing there with two other people that you can blame the failure on, you're covered. You're good to go.
Well, and you get to sit down for one thing, and you also are wearing neat costumes because there's a prize for the best costume. You have a team name. There's a prize for the best team name. There's the best cheering section. So if WHQR steps up and has a team, which I hope you will, you can have a whole cheering section of people there just cheering you on. And boy, that takes the nerves right away when you know you've got a good crew right behind you.
You just threw down the gauntlet saying that on the air.
I did. We'd love to see you have. We have other media folks in there when we want to have you in there.
Okay. Well, getting back to the reason for this, this is a fundraiser for the Literacy Council.
Yes.
And the Literacy Council has been around for how long?
We have been incorporated since 1985. We've been doing this work since the 70s.
And so many of us in just our day-to-day lives don't necessarily encounter people who are not able to read or write. That's a completely foreign idea to a lot of us who wonder, how can you even get through life? How can you even reach adulthood without learning how to read?
Well, you're right. And you know, you probably do run into people every day. They may be at the restaurant you're at. They may be at Walmart. They may be at the gas pump. Everywhere you go, you may be running into someone. There's nearly 40% of adults in New Hanover County who struggle with words one way or another.
40%? That's a huge number.
It's 60,000. It's tens of thousands of adults. Now, some are at the very lowest levels of literacy, meaning the alphabet is a problem. Others have managed to find a way to get along, but they still can't do all that you and I and many others might be able to do, making words work for them instead of being a roadblock to things that they want to do.
And I would imagine if someone hasn't had help in their lives in addressing some of these problems, I can see myself tending to want to learn ways to cope rather than reaching out for help and trying to get past it. It must feel somewhat shameful.
Well, you hit all the nails on the head. First of all, you can imagine that people start to fall behind when they're just kids. Maybe it's in elementary school, maybe it's in middle school. And you learn at an early age to protect yourself from feeling less than or different from other folks. And so you begin to put up the coping mechanisms to get you through. People who have trouble reading have amazing capabilities for memorization. They'll hear something once, they'll remember it, and they'll be able to use it. They'll see something, maybe it's a street sign, they'll see it as an image and be able to go back to that. But stepping forward is usually brought about because somebody's at a change of familiarity in their lives. Maybe they need a new job, a different job, their kid's going to school, they have to take care of elderly parents. Whatever it is, something is shifted, and they realize if they can't master words in the English language, we also teach English, they're going to be in trouble. And that propels them forward, and it's courage that brings them through our door to admit something they've probably been hiding anywhere from 10 to 20 to 30 to 40 years.
Last year, one of our wonderful reporters did a story on a person who had come to the Literacy Council specifically so he could learn how to read so that he could vote for the first time in his life, and he was 65 years old at that point.
That's James.
Yes.
And James will also tell you, I mean, that's sort of the big deal, but just on an everyday thing, he told us a story recently at a fundraising luncheon we did that he has always had to, at a gas pump, take the money into the person and say, I need $5 of X. He said he was looking at the gas pump and suddenly this time he could read that it said, push here. He said, so I pushed there and I pumped my own gas for the first time at age 65.
What are some of the other ways that someone's life can change when they go from being a person who has learned how to cope with illiteracy versus being a person who can actually read? How does that change someone's life?
Well, there's so many ways. If you think about any point in the day where words are greeting you and asking you to make use of them, it could be someone who now feels as though they can complete a job application and get that job they'd like. It may be a mother who is able to read the note that comes home from school about her kid to say, oh, she's getting an award. She's not in trouble, to be able to discern what the words say on that page. It may be able to find your way to a doctor's office so that you can do health care without having it reach a crisis emergency situation. It may be as simple as in your Sunday school class being able to stand up and read a passage that others have been doing for years. It allows you to not hold back. It allows you to have choices and opportunities and become more engaged in every part of your life. That's what words do. They're power. They create freedom and choice.
If you're just joining us, I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn talking with the Cape Fear Literacy Council's Linda Litvinenko about a September 19th spelling bee at the Pine Valley United Methodist Church. And before we get back to that spelling bee, Linda, what about those folks who are hearing this and they're saying, well, that's great that people who need help learning how to read and write have a place to go, but it's not really an issue that affects me. It's not something that my family or my friends deal with. And, you know, they think of it as sort of a fringe issue. What would you say to those people?
I would say it cannot be a fringe issue because being able to read is at the core of all that we need to do as individuals, as families, as neighbors, as a community. The inability to read takes away your sense of independence. You will find when you pick any social cause, I bet you there's a little bit of illiteracy in there. It may show up in homelessness. People aren't able to get a job, keep up with things. It may show up in domestic violence where somebody is under the power of someone else because they can't read documents. It is everywhere.
And it touches all of us, whether we're directly involved or not. We see it in high school dropout rates.
High school dropout rates, unemployment, the poverty rate, gangs. Every little social ill, actually big or little social ill, has some component in there. If you think about it, there's no way that we can get through a day without words. And if you can't deal with those words, spoken or written, you're in big trouble in keeping up with what everybody else is able to do.
So going back to this spelling bee that's happening on September 19th at the Pine Valley United Methodist Church, can people still get involved?
They surely can. We have benefited from some great sponsors who are helping us get it off the ground. Dr. Kavita Prasad is one. Wilmington Rotary Club, Cape Fear Rotary Club, who are the defending champs. International Paper was champion 2 years ago, and Pathfinder Wealth Consulting. We have room for more sponsors, either at the $500 or $1,000 level. Our teams are almost bought out. We have to limit it or else we would be spelling all night. But if there are some spellers out there who would like to be fill-ins, should we have some signed up people who can't do spelling, we would love to have you sign up to be a sub speller. And they can do that by calling 251-0911.
And for people who just want to come to the event and cheer people on and watch it, is there any cost?
There is no cost. You just come and enjoy yourself. It's at 7 o'clock at Pine Valley United Methodist. We love the audience. The audience also gets to play some games. There's Sudoku. There's some other word games. And you can win prizes. We're big on prizes.
That's very
exciting. Teams can win best team name, best cheering section, best costume. The audience can win prizes. Everyone's a winner, though, because you get to see kind of the camaraderie of a community, cheering when somebody gets a word correct, and just groaning when it's a bad one. The UNCW men's soccer team will be spelling this year. There's always a team that Wayne Jackson sponsors in from UNCW sports teams.
So if people want more information, they can also go to cfliteracy.org.
Mm-hmm.
And that phone number one more time?
It's 251-0911. You can also go to our Facebook page.
Cape Fear Literacy Council's Facebook page.
That's right.
Okay.
Or come by South 17th Street, where the bright blue building by the railroad tracks.
Great. Linda Litvinenko of the Cape Fear Literacy Council, thank you so much for joining us
Thanks
today.
Thanks for having me, Rachel. Really appreciate it. And spell on.